This is the commission meeting of Wednesday, September 25th, 2016. We're going to mostly be doing the budget, so we will have, if you all could rise, could we get John Woodruff up here, since he's our budget guy, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, John. Okay, Mr. Clerk, any announcements?
The mayor has approved all addendum items, so there's no need for a separate vote. The notations will be listed on the after action. There are no separated items.
I'll move the consent agenda.
Consent agenda second. Removed. It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay. Show that done. I had a slight procedure done on my ear, and I want to thank the vice mayor for assuming the responsibilities of the mayor's office for the 20 minutes I was on a local anesthesia. And not turning one of our golf courses into a yoga park. Thank you for that. All right, so let's go to the regular agenda.
R7A?
Of all the cosmetic work you could have done, you chose the ear? That's the least of your problems.
It was the ear. Only one, also. Okay. All right. John, this is really for you. So let's, for the whole city, but you want to just, should we go right down the line? Do we have any?
R7A,
let's call it.
Yes, sir. R7A is a resolution of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, adopting one, the final ad valorem millage of 5.7288 mils for fiscal year 2020 for general operating purposes, which is 3 2/10% more than the rollback rate of 5.5522 mils, and the debt service millage rate of 0.2933 mils. This is a second reading public hearing.
Okay, now, is that R7B as well, or can we?
No, sir, we have to do it separately.
We have to do even the public hearing separately?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want to be heard on R7A? Okay. We're going to get into the.
Who's the public hearing?
We can talk about the budget on R7B. Is that?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yes? Anyone on R7A? All right, let's close the public hearing. Yep. Oh, well, you're not the public. I'll get to you.
No. Okay. After the public's done. Now, I just wanted to say, because are you introducing this or are we just voting?
Well, this is the millage rate item, so it'd probably be best if we finish this one and then moved on to the budget item, because I think there'll be more discussion on the budget.
Because if you're going to introduce, I'll just save my comment for after. But okay. Last year, I don't think it was any surprise. Last year, I was the only no vote on the budget at this time, and I expressed some concerns that I still have, frankly, with regard to the size that the city has grown over the last 10 years, the amounts of the departments and the budgetary concerns that are associated with all of that. With that said, I think it would be disingenuous of me to vote against the budget this year because I served on the Finance Committee and participated in all of these proceedings that brought us to where we are today. I do want to say for the public that's watching that I do continue to share some of the concerns from people that have reached out to me that our budget has grown too large, that we have too many departments, that we haven't done an adequate job of justifying those expenses. I don't think tonight is the time to get into that, but I did want to tell the people that have reached out to me with those concerns that I'm going to be placing an item on the October meeting as a consent item to finance, so that when we get to this position next year, I want to really go through the departments and see, are they justified or not? They very well may be, but because there's a lot of the public out there that has concerns about the size of our government and the expenses, concerns with those sizes, I'd like us to go through that throughout the year in a more timely process. But I'd like to commend the administration as well as the commission for the work that was done this year in keeping the millage rate flat and accommodating numerous different ideas and enhancements and things that this commission wanted to do and somehow make it all work without raising the taxes, which was important to me.
Okay. Is the item moved?
No, sir.
Item's been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Vice Mayor Ariola. Let's call the roll. Yes?
It's a voice vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, nay. Show that done. All right, let's get to R7B.
Please R7B is a resolution of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, adopting the final budgets for the General GO Debt Service, RDA, ad valorem taxes, enterprise internal service, and special revenue funds for fiscal year 2020. This is a second reading public hearing.
So this is the budget?
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, does anyone from the public want to be heard on it? It's the second reading, so you went through a pretty, John, you went through a pretty lengthy explanation last time. But I want to say a couple things about our budget. It's about a $669 million total, but a $350 million operating budget. For those of you who are wondering, that's a 1.3 increase in the general fund from last year, which is a very small increase under actually cost of living. Just so you know, our proposed millage, operating millage rate of 5.7 remains exactly the same as 2019. The only increase is a very small one from the debt service for the GO bonds. So I want to thank, and really my remarks are directed at John Woodruff, Jimmy Morales, and Commissioner, Vice Mayor Areola, and the Finance Committee, because this is an extremely balanced budget. It is a fiscally responsible budget that reflects the needs of our community. Some things about it that are significant. The general fund budget includes $1.6 million in reductions in efficiencies. Overall, our full-time position count is 28 positions less than last year. So our government has actually gone down 28 positions. And by the way, it's only two more than in fiscal year 2007. So if you look at just the size of our government, it is almost flatlined over the last 13 years and is less than it was last year, which is incredible given the fact that we're still, I think, meeting the needs of our community.
I think we need to make that more public. I wish this were somehow able to, perhaps in a press release or something, because from what Commissioner Congora said, evidently the public thinks we're all bloated and we've added so many positions and we're spending so much more money, when in fact we only have two more positions than back in 2007.
Interestingly.
So, the public needs to know that.
I think that's a good point. Well, certainly all the high points, and no matter how they reflect. I want to commend Vice Mayor Areola. The city this year conducted our first zero-based budgeting exercise, and we did it in the sanitation fund, and that was Vice Mayor Areola's desire. Those are the reasons, addressing the efficiencies and finding ways to make our government more efficient make a lot of sense. Today I was in the planning department where were we this morning?
Property management.
Oh, property management, and they showed me the room where we buy all our goods rather than sending someone out to buy them at Home Depot. Saves us hours and hours, and we have a cheaper price. Those are the kind of efficiencies that we put in that while individually they may just seem to save us a little bit of money, collectively they save us an immense amount of time and money, and that I think is one of the reasons why. So to the manager, thank you for that. Our operating budget still includes many of the enhancements that we wanted to include. I'm very proud of the fact that it still has $378,000 in STEAM. We have substantial money in Marchman Act money and domestic violence money and economic vitality money. Almost every single priority of this commission and of our residents has been met at some level. Notwithstanding the fact that we're meeting all these priorities, we still have a AA-plus credit rating, which tells us a little bit about our financial strength. We all know that we saved $28 million in the first tranche of the GO bond program because the demand for the bonds was so high, in great part because of the rating and because of the obvious stability of the debt. I also want to point out that the commission approved an increase in the general fund reserve target from 17% to 25%, which is not an insubstantial increase, and I think is much higher than most other places. So I think that's a pretty significant thing. I guess the point I'm making is that it's very easy. You know, we get a lot of requests for a lot of different things, and we're a city with a lot happening. But the most important thing is that we're able to meet the needs of our community and our residents in a way that they expect without increasing their tax burden and without doing things that they would not be proud of. I think they should be very proud of this budget. Yeah. I know I am, and I really want to thank the Finance Committee and especially Vice Mayor Areola. It is not easy to put together a budget like this with this many pieces to it, and I think John and Ricky, frankly, did a great job in doing that. So I heartily support this budget, and I think it's one that our residents can be deeply proud of. With that, I'll ask if
Mayor,
anyone else has any comments.
Yeah, I just want to add, those are some important highlights that you made, and I, too, support the budget that we have in place. A lot of good efforts got into this. One thing that I would just add to that important list is that we have funded a new branch of government, the Inspector General, and that is in the budget, and that is a group that is dedicated towards raising the bar, increasing efficiency. So within the context of the balanced budget, we've also now got a group that I think hopefully will help us even do more.
Thank you, Commissioner.
A point of clarification, I have a question that came up today and I think last week too. There was a discussion that was held, I think it was a finance, forgive me, I can't remember which of the committees. The process for turning over the Youth Music Festival to the Rhythm Foundation was made, and I think we backed it. I think we all said, yeah, that's a good idea, to the extent that we want to do that. I was alerted that there might be a funding request attached to that. Is there anyone who can clarify that for me?
John, if you could address that.
First, let me start with the two items that came up at the September 20th Finance Committee first, and then we'll add that to it. At the September 20th meeting, there was a recommendation from the Finance Committee to Commission. Instead of waiting to October, I thought it might make sense to just bring it here. $25,000 one-time contribution for Mickey Wilson's 80th birthday block party. So I'd like to just double-check if we want to go ahead and add that to the one-time list. And there was a second item for subsidized child care for up to 34 children in North Beach through Ayuda, that organization. That was a $35,000 one-time recommendation as well. So those are two that came out of the Finance Committee. And then sounds like, Commissioner, that you're bringing up an item that hasn't been included in the budget quite yet, so it's something that we should discuss tonight if we're trying to finalize things. I think it's the management of the Youth Music Festival from going internal to the Rhythm Foundation. Our budget sheet had it as a $68,000 item. I was reviewing it today and realized that we could net out what we already spend internally and that the net would really be more like $40,000. So we could add that as well. So those are three items on the table that we probably need to clarified.
I move those three items.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Show that. Those are amendments, therefore.
Correct. So it would be as amended. We would.
And Mr. Mayor, if I may, last meeting, at the first reading, you remember the Miami City Ballet was here. We have, with a request, we have met with them a couple times. We're working with them to try to identify ways that we can provide assistance that aren't necessarily entirely budgetary impact. And so we spoke that we're not going to come tonight, and we're going to work with them and come back in October to talk about perhaps amending our agreement with them and doing things that we think can provide them some long-term assistance, which is, I think, really what they're looking for to strengthen the organization.
And I appreciate everybody getting that discussion going. I met with the ballet leadership with you as well, and they're an incredibly vital organization to our city. I think we all recognize that. We want to make sure that we're helping them in the right way and supporting them in the right way, and I appreciate all my colleagues' interest in making sure it's done correctly. Any other questions about the budget? Any other questions? We do have in this budget the movable stage.
I think that was already purchased, wasn't it?
I think we
That was already acquired.
Right?
Mayor, yes, sir.
I just want to make sure, since it's movable, we can name it the Breslin without having to do it by vote. Is that correct?
I want to just ask for a clarification. John can make this. I can make this, but it's better if it comes from John or Jimmy. In all of our debates, every question, we all get to ask the same question, you know, the city's deficit and we're going bankrupt and all this. It's absolute nonsense. And I try to explain it to folks, but in a two-minute summary, because that's all it actually takes, why do people have this perception that there's a deficit?
Well, because what happens is, by law, Florida law, unlike the federal government, we have to approve, you all have to approve tonight a balanced budget where our revenues match our expenses. What happens, though, is that when the first millage reports, the first property value reports come out June 1st.
Jimmy, pardon the interruption. Simplify it even more. In a P&L, you have revenue and expenses, right?
They have to balance.
Right. They have to balance to equal zero or a surplus. We can't have a deficit. Typically, we know what our expenses are going to be, or we can make assumptions on what our expenses is going to be because we know where payroll is trending and stuff like that. So our expenses, we have control. We see even before with more clarity than we do the revenue side, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Right.
So the first time you prepare a budget, we know more or less where expenses will be without even starting to trim, just making general assumptions, carrying things over from the prior year with cost of living adjustments and whatnot. Our revenues typically lag at least 2 months before we know with certainty what they're going to be. So when we first prepare a budget, there's a plus or minus gap. Sometimes it shows a surplus, sometimes a deficit. But that's not an actual deficit.
No, not in the sense that when you approve a budget, like the Congress often does, there's a trillion-dollar deficit. I think what happens, and this is true across all the governments, on June 1st, when the property appraiser sends the report out of property values and therefore what our taxes are going to be, invariably, unless it's going to be an incredible year when the economy's rolling, what we will be getting when you match it to if we did the same exact services with some cost of living built in, there's often a little bit of a delta that is called a deficit. But that's what you all spend the summer working together to then get to a balanced budget where we do a combination of enhancements, revenue enhancements, of efficiencies, and streamlining to get to a point where it's a balanced budget. So at no point did we have a deficit budget. We just had a projection that it would be a deficit if you did nothing. But we did spend the summer doing a lot to get to that point.
Thank you.
Okay. John, where do we fit, assuming that our reserve target is 17%, we're raising it to 25%. Just explain to the commission and the residents what that means and sort of what other municipalities do.
Yeah, this is really a function of our credit rating. So as you know, we recently received an updated credit rating because we issued the first tranche of GEO bonds. And so as part of that process, we basically get an evaluation of the financial health and strength of the city. And so we were very pleased to see that we were able to maintain our already strong credit rating, AA+. There's really only one rating above that, which is AAA, because we are on an island and we have a lot of risk from weather and storm events. We'll probably never be AAA. We always strive for it, though. And one of the things that we do there and is evaluated is the strength of our rainy day funds. This commission has increased the reserve policy for the resort tax fund and now recently the general fund as well. That's viewed very favorably by the rating agencies and is a reflection of the financial health of the city. The rating agencies have also started to implement climate change risk into their models. And we, as an island coastal community, have a high risk. So the fact that we've been able to maintain a AA+ rating is a testament to the strength of the city and also to the management of it through the city commission.
Well, I also want to point out that I read Standard & Poor's did the review of our first tranche of GEO bonds, and they made a very specific reference to the fact that we had sort of industry leading among cities resiliency efforts, and I think the reserves as well. So, you know, I don't want to. It's not that I think we should be crowing about anything, but I do think residents need to know, like a family would know, like a husband and wife might sit around at a kitchen table and say, well, what are our expenses and what do we have? Think about that. We, with a very minor increase in our general fund of 1.3% and a reduction of our workforce of 2 people, we still are doing all of those things that we want to do and more. I pointed out the STEAM program because it was a doubling of the money, and that also includes, as Commissioner Samuelson said, an inspector general. It also includes our cops in schools. Correct. Things that we didn't have on the table a year or 2 years ago are now accepted amenities in our city, and that's pretty significant that we have not in any way reduced the fiscal strength of the city. And I really want to thank you, Ricky and Jimmy, because each of you represents something that has to make this happen. I know Tamik and others are part of that process, as is the entire Finance Committee and Jimmy's staff. But it really is, we're very grateful for that, because it's nice as the mayor and a commission to be able to tell your residents that you're doing more with less people and about the same amount of money that you did last year. And it's about the same amount of money, about the same amount of people we had 13 years ago. Which is pretty incredible. So thank you for
that. Mr. Mayor, if I can just add one thing, because it's really important. And this is a challenge you all gave us a couple of years ago that John and his staff took up. And that is, we have also this year last year we rolled out the first one, but even more so this year, a program budget, which I think will be something that the IG can work with, that we will always continue to work with you all in years to come, that really broke out the budget in a different way, not our traditional continuation of services, but actually by function and function within departments. And that, I think, will continue to be a useful tool to make sure we are, you know, being as efficient as possible, and whatever further analysis will occur. So I think we've also, because of your leadership, put together the tools to help, whether it's the IG or this commission, continue to look at, you know, how we're spending our money going forward. But by the way, on the 17% to 25%, when you approve this budget, hopefully tonight, that budget will already have a 20% number. So we have that kind of reserve for the general fund.
Jimmy, what did our trolley system look like in 2007?
2007, there was none.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And today?
Today we...
I like asking you rhetorical questions.
I think that's a $12 or $13 million cost.
The point is, like, our residents are getting a lot more service with the same headcount, right? We've got a trolley service that moves 14,000 people a day for free that didn't exist 10 years ago, even less than that, right? Our youth sports, the expansion of baseball, soccer, everything, seniors, senior activities, parks and recs are knocking it out of the park.
Meals programs.
There's a lot that we don't talk about that I think we need to make folks more aware about.
And all that we're doing in the public schools. Most cities don't support the public school system. We have the Dade County public school system.
Yeah, I think that by this point we're spending a couple million, including the police, in the schools, which is... All right. Okay. We've now... Have we voted on this yet?
No, sir.
I'll move it.
Second.
As amended.
Got to do that. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign, nay, show, unanimous. Okay, let's go to R7C. Thank you all. You're sticking around, I assume, John.
The Miami Beach City Commission meeting is recessing. The meeting of the Board of Directors of the Normandy Shores Local Government Improvement District is convening. All members are present. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Normandy Shores Local Government Neighborhood Improvement District adopting the final ad valorem millage rate of 0.8161 mils for fiscal year 2020 for the Normandy Shores Local Government Neighborhood Improvement District, which is 4.5% more than the rollback rate of 0.7810 mils. This is a second meeting public hearing.
Anybody want to be heard from the public? Anybody? All right.
Second.
Aye, is it moved and second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like saying nay.
I didn't hear who made the motion.
Steinberg.
Steinberg. Okay, got it.
Okay, R7D.
Give me one sec. R7D is a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Normandy Shores Local Government Improvement Neighborhood Improvement District adopting the final operating budget for fiscal year 2020.
Move the item. Second.
It's a public hearing.
Did I do my public hearing?
No.
Yes, sir. It's a public hearing.
Anybody want to be heard?
I move to close the public hearing.
Closed. And let's go ahead. It's been moved and seconded.
The second was? Mr. Alleman.
Alleman. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Sign. Nay.
So the meeting of the Normandy Shores Local Government Improvement District has concluded. The City of Miami Beach Commission meeting is reconvening. All members are present.
Let's go to R7E.
R7E. Is a resolution of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, adopting the final capital improvement plan for fiscal years 2020 through 2024 and adopting the City of Miami Beach final capital budget for fiscal year 2020. This is a second reading public hearing.
Okay, anybody want to be heard?
I'll move the budget.
Budget's been moved.
Second.
Been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Sign nay. Show that passed. All right, let's move to the R5s. Those are next, right?
Yes, sir.
The RDA budget?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Did I not
R7?
F?
The 507?
Yeah, oh, I 507.
Oh.
You want to do that first?
Sure. Let's finish your R7s.
We're going to do RDA 1, adopt final RDA operating budget. The City Commission is recessing, and the RDA meeting is opening. All members are present except for Commissioner Higgins. RDA 1.
Call. You have to read it, or is it?
No, that one.
All right. Is this a public hearing?
It is not a public hearing.
Well, if anybody wants to be heard on it, I'll still entertain you.
I move the item.
Item's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Like sign nay. Show it done.
RDA 2 is adopt final RDA fiscal year 20 capital budget and fiscal year 2024 capital improvement plan.
Anybody want to be heard? Nope.
Move it.
Moved and
second.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sign nay. Show it done. Okay. Should we go to R5A?
Yes, sir. R5A is an ordinance of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, amending Chapter 90 of the City Code of the City of Miami Beach by amending Article 4 entitled Private Waste Contractors, by amending Division 4 entitled Specialty Contractors, by amending Subdivision 2 entitled Roll-Off Portable Waste Container Contractors, by amending Section 90-278 thereof entitled Fees and Requirements, Penalties for Nonpayment, to increase the on-street permit fee, off-street permit fee for roll-off containers from 18% to 20%, and providing for repealer severability codification and effective date, with such raise to become effective on October 5th, 2019. This is a second reading public hearing.
Move to open the public hearing.
Anybody want to be heard?
Move the item.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Sign nay. Show it done.
No, it's Commissioner Samuelin first. It's a roll call.
Yes.
Commissioner Alamon.
Yes.
Commissioner Gongora.
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg. Commissioner Malikoff?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Arriola?
Yes.
Mayor Gelber?
Yes.
Motion carried. The item is approved.
R5B.
R5B is an ordinance of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, by amending Chapter 1 of the Code of the City of Miami Beach, entitled General Provisions, by creating Section 1-15, entitled Fee Schedule, to provide that all fees and charges established by the City Commission shall be set forth in Appendix A to the City Code, entitled Fee Schedule. Provide for annual adjustment for certain specified fees and charges to reflect increases in the consumer price index, and provide that certain other fees and charges shall be subject to adjustment as otherwise provided in the City Code, and by amending Appendix A to the City Code entitled Fee Schedule to consolidate fees and charges established by the City Commission, and to identify which fees and charges shall be subject to annual adjustments, and providing for repealer, codification, and an effective date. This is a second reading public hearing.
Okay, anybody want to be heard from the public? Close the public hearing. I don't want to be moved. Who wants to move it?
I'll move it.
Second.
All those in up. Oh, roll call.
Commissioner Steinberg. Yes. Commissioner Malikoff.
Yes.
Commissioner Samuelin.
Yes.
Commissioner Alamon.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Arriola.
Yes.
Commissioner Gongora.
Yes.
Mayor Gelber.
Yes.
Motion carries. The item is approved.
Okay. What R5C. Ah, R5C.
Yes, sir.
You guys are expanding this thing?
R5C is an ordinance of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, amending Chapter 82 of the Code of the City of Miami Beach, entitled Public Property, by amending Article 4, entitled Uses in the Public Rights of Way, by amending Division 5, entitled Sidewalk Cafes, by amending Subdivision 2, entitled Permit, by amending Section 82-389 thereof, entitled Sidewalk Cafe Code of Conduct, to extend those prohibitions pertaining to the solicitation of pedestrians on the public right of way, as set forth in Section 82-389, subsection J, herein to Lincoln Road and Espanola Way, and providing for repealer, severability, codification, and effective date. This is a first reading.
First of all, include me as a co-sponsor, and let's go ahead. Samuelin and Commissioner Steinberg. Anyone else? Anybody not want to be a co-sponsor?
Well, okay, so Mayor and Commissioner Steinberg.
Commissioner Samuelin, your name is underlined on this list. I don't know why, but I'm prepared to go to you first. Okay. This is the code of conduct. I know. You're expanding the code of conduct to Espanola and Lincoln Road.
Yes, and that's in response to the commission's direction at the September 11th meeting. The matter was presented before the neighborhoods committee meeting this morning. There was unanimous support to amend it to include those two additional streets. And just to reflect, we have submitted record evidence to support the legal basis by which we are enacting this specific prohibition for the code of conduct, which what was presented this morning should be also encapsulated before this commission and its adoption.
This is first reading.
Yes.
And it'll take place. Will we finish it before the actual, close to the time when we start issuing those permits?
Yes, and we've already commenced the process in terms of putting everyone on hold that they will be required to sign.
Are you all sure you want to get rid of the hawking and the plastic food on the...
I move the item. Second.
Sounds like we're voting. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's get quite a bit of feedback.
I'm sorry. The motion was made by, I heard second, by Commissioner
Steinberg. Steinberg.
He needs to turn on that microphone.
Yes.
Commissioner Gongora.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Arriola.
Yes.
Commissioner Alamon.
Yes.
Commissioner Malikoff.
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg.
Yes.
Commissioner Samulin?
Yes.
Mayor Gelber?
Yes.
Motion carries. Second reading, public hearing is scheduled for October 16th.
All right. I'm moving a little too fast. R7F.
R7F is approved agreement with Axon Enterprises Officer Safety Plan subscription.
Is it body cameras? What is it?
Yes, body cameras.
Okay.
Is this the item that I had asked be pulled last time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think this was on the agenda last time, and I asked that it be pulled just because I was concerned because it had been a pilot that had been extended 5 times, and then we were going out again. No bid on these types of things. But after speaking with our police chief and understanding that at least for a portion of the contract, there's only one company that could potentially service it anyway, and that you've gone out and used your due diligence and are recommending that we do this, I'm okay with it.
Absolutely. Thank
you. I'll move it.
All right, I'm moving. It's a voice vote, right?
Voice vote, yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, nay. Show it. Before we adjourn, I want to thank our cops. You guys ran a wonderful event. For those, anybody who wasn't at the block party, Deputy Chief, thank you all very much. It's exactly the kind of stuff we love to see, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, before you adjourn, two quick things, because we so quickly. This morning I circulated an article from late last week that Senator Marco Rubio has introduced legislation in Congress to enable the Army Corps of Engineers to purchase foreign sand, which would increase supply and probably lower costs. And we can do an after-the-fact resolution.
Can somebody move a support
move
of that?
It,
with
the
support moved by Malakoff, seconded by Steinberg.
We've been trying to get that for years.
Understand. Everybody here knows this issue. There's a foreign sand purchase limitation that limits our ability to renourish our hotspots in the beaches.
So, after the fact, Rezo.
So the item will be R7G, a new after the fact Rezo supporting.
I know Commissioner Steinberg's done this.
And I think I copied both the city attorney and city clerk.
We have previous. I know Commissioner Steinberg did this previously in a previous commission. So, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good to redo it.
Let's redo it and let's prepare something and send it to Senator Rubio so he can use it as he seems fit.
And Mayor, last but certainly not least, I know John wanted to say a few words.
Just real quick, I just really would like to thank the budget team. I know the commission usually hears from me most of the time, but there's a whole bunch of people behind me. If they could just stand up real quick. I would just like to mention I was working on some performance evaluations, and I realized all the different things that they'd worked on this year, and I realized that I may have pushed them a little hard this year, but you know, they were up to the task, so they fully engaged in that second year of program budgeting where we really spent a lot of time looking at the impacts to service levels, and next year we're going to work hard on the if we add money to the budget or subtract money from the budget, what would that mean? There's not a lot of jurisdictions that have a program budget, just to give you an example. On top of that, we did something very innovative. We talked about earlier the zero-based budget exercise. We actually took a function and a fund that had some fiscal challenges, and we were able to basically solve those. We kind of did the same thing the year before with parking, really. It wasn't really technically a zero-based budget exercise, but over the last 2 years, we've been able to make a lot of strides with your support. We took on the automatic CPI adjustment this year. That was a big effort. Special thanks to the city attorney's office, especially Nick Kalagis on that one. It was big. We've revised the general fund reserve policy, revised the resort tax reserve policy. We're working on a property value analysis with GIS and property appraiser's office to really understand what's happening in some of these different neighborhoods. We're hoping to have that information in the next couple of months. We've reformatted the whole budget document to be more user-friendly. Thanks, Commissioner Malakoff, for noticing. And right now, they're busy aligning the budget to the strategic plan. So all while dealing with more staff turnover than normal and maternity leave and all kinds of things. So I just want to say thank you very much for everything.
Thank you all.
Nice job, budget team. Thank you.
We are, look, I just want to say on behalf of my colleagues, we are very grateful to all of you. I mean, I said it before, but our residents really have the benefit of, you know, world-class management, and it starts with Jimmy, but if we didn't get the money right and we weren't making efficiencies, those are our residents' dollars, a good many of them at least, and we need to protect them, and you all do a great job in doing that, so thank you all very much.
Nice work.
All right, with that, meeting is...
Wow. Great. Record time.
5:45, 45 minutes. Time.